schemes, the student loan system is broken. We are doing things like bringing back maintenance grants. Is there more to do? Of course there is.
So is a change on the way. In other news, the Metropolitan Police apology for revealing that the speaker was the tip-off source, an absolute breach of policing tactics. We'll give you more details on that. Plus, mind your language, Mrs. B.
Perhaps before he gets on his high horse, he should ask why his backbenchers are saying that they're being called the Pedo Defenders Party. Yes, yes.
Pedo Defenders, plus £50 million injection to try and get the homelessness off the streets. But how might it work? Those stories and more after the 7 o'clock news on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock, the leader of the Conservatives has told LBC she won't apologise for claiming Labour is being called a pedo defenders party. A row has broken out after an exchange between Kemi Badenoch and Keir Starmer at Prime Minister's Questions yesterday. Labour MPs have reportedly complained that the phrase has been shouted at them in the street in the wake of the Peter Mandelson-Jeffrey Epstein saga. Speaking to LBC last night, Mrs. Badenoch explained why she repeated it at PMQs.
I'm merely reflecting that people are saying this. I'm not calling them pedo defenders. I'm merely saying that even they are saying they're being called that and saying that the language I'm using is disgusting when I'm just merely pointing out a fact. This is shroud waving. You don't need to feel sorry for Labour MPs. They brought this on themselves.
Peter Mandelson's always denied he had prior knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein's sex crimes during their friendship. An interim report has found NHS maternity services in England are failing women and babies. Racism, staffing and a lack of kindness and compassion are among the issues identified in Baroness Amos's review. Sarah Hawkins' daughter was stillborn.
Everything that's in the report we know already. There is nothing new. It feels like a report of a report. One of our biggest frustrations is that there isn't a deep dive into the regulators, and that's where our focus needs to be.
The Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, has promised to act on the final recommendations later this year. Polls have just opened in the Gorton and Denton by-election in Greater Manchester. It was triggered by the resignation of MP Andrew Gwynn. Polling stations close at 10 o'clock tonight. The government insists it is pressing on with its deal to hand over the Chagos Islands to Mauritius. That's despite a Foreign Office minister telling MPs yesterday the process was being paused for talks with the United States. Last week, President Trump said the UK shouldn't give up control of the islands that host a joint military base. And the Culture Secretary Lisa Nandy has welcomed a BBC investigation into how a racial slur was broadcast during its BAFTA coverage. The Tourette's campaigner John Davidson could be heard shouting during a presentation by actors Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo. Miss Nandy says the broadcasting error was completely unacceptable and harmful. The BBC has apologised. In the city, the FTSE 100 will reopen later at 10,806 after closing up 125 yesterday. The pound buys $1.35 and €1.14. LBC weather, early rain will move across Scotland into large parts of England and Wales. The southeast of England, though, will remain dry and bright, a high of 13 degrees. From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Dominic Ellis.
Get 3 months half price when you switch to an unlimited SIM with Three. That means quick streaming, faster downloads, and more money to spend on the things you love. Join the UK's fastest 5G network and get your unlimited SIM today. Buy now in store or see three.co.uk.
Unlimited 24-month light plan. Proof of switching required. Based on Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data 2H2025. All rights reserved. Subject to credit checks and terms.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
Good morning to you. 4 minutes after seven, Thursday, February the 26th. It's an SOS. Save our students, save our student loans. And it would appear the government is in listening mode at last. We'll look at that in more detail. Plus, fury among the Met. They actually gave away the source of the tip-off why they nicked Peter Mandelson. Speaker of the House of Commons, Sir Lindsay Hoyle.
I'd like to confirm that upon receipt of information that I felt it was relevant, I passed this on to the Metropolitan Police in good faith, as is my duty and responsibility.
So Sir Lindsay was the grass. I wonder if he knows where Fergie is. In other news,
masked men wielding machetes raided a jewellery shop in North London as locals tried in vain to fight them off. I'm LBC's Shivani Sharma in Haringey with the story.
The thorny and complex issue of assisted dying. Are we getting closer across the whole of the United Kingdom as Wales moves closer and debates are going elsewhere? We'll give you an update on that. The story you heard on the LBC News Bulletin, the language chosen by the leader of the Conservative Party, Kemi Badenoch, the use of pedo defenders. How wise is that? That's later in the show. And should we go off to the pub?
It's a whiskey drink, it's a vodka drink, it's a lager drink, it's a cider drink. He sings the songs that remind him of the good times. He sings the songs that remind him of the better times.
So where is the council that's been branded mean-spirited for banning a pub lord, pub landlord, from giving customers rides home? Let's face it. That whole hospitality sector is in crisis. One publican has found a clever way around it, and the council has said, just say no. We'll give you full details later in the show.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast. Call 0345 6060973. Text 84850. Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC.
It's been a will they, won't they, for some time. Move on student loans. And I know from, and I often tell you this, if I don't feature your emails or your texts or whatever during the show, I promise you I read them afterwards. And some of the sums of money that some of you or your children or your friends, sums of money are, I mean, I got one yesterday. It's over £90,000 this young person's in debt. And as you hear every time, they're not even paying off the, we are making money. Effectively, the government is making money because they can't clear the interest. It is wholly wrong. We'll get into the rights and wrongs of that, and indeed we'll take some learned contributors to prompt our debate. But let's get the full political background from Aggie Chambray, LBC's Deputy Political Editor. Aggie, morning.
Good morning, Nick. Yes, something is afoot on student loans policy. Now, the Labour government has faced immense pressure to tackle this, more specifically on those so-called Plan 2 loans brought in by the coalition government and the salary threshold frozen by the Chancellor at the last budget. Pressure from their own side, yes, but now from the opposition side too. Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch promising to cut the rate of interest charged on some student loans. And listen carefully to Prime Minister's questions yesterday and the response from the Prime Minister.
The system is now at breaking point for graduates. I believe the student loans have become a debt trap. It is time for all of us to do something about it. Will he cut interest rates on student loans?
Prime Minister.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I have to say I'm glad to learn that the Leader of the Opposition has finally admitted that they scammed the country on this. And that applies to everything they did in government. Yeah. We inherited their broken student loans system. Yeah. We've already introduced maintenance grants to improve the situation, which they scrapped. And we will look at ways to make it fairer.
Look at ways to make it fairer. What on earth could that mean? Well, the Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, sounding similarly like the government might adopt a different strategy on this later in the day too.
Like many things, the student loan system is broken. We are doing things like bringing back maintenance grants. Is there more to do? Of course there is.
But Nick, this is the very same Chancellor who said this just a month ago to our political editor, Natasha Clark, which caused some serious backlash.
Well, it is important that you don't have to start paying back the student loan until you earn enough money. And that is the point of the student loan system, that you get the loan, you get that great university education, and you only pay it back if you can afford to do so. And obviously, after a period of time, that gets written off entirely. I think that is a fair system.
There was real worry about those comments from Rachel Reeves, and it prompted people like the deputy leader, Lucy Powell, to say the system was egregious. Wes Streeting, the health secretary, saying it was a debate worth having. And then listen to this the difficulty that the education secretary, Bridget Phillipson, had defending the system when quizzed by you earlier in the week.
I appreciate you didn't bring this in, but I mean, for instance, why not go to CPI? Can you give us that pledge now?
No, I can't. I mean,
why?
I will answer that. As you say, we didn't bring this system in. It operated from 2012 to 2023. The part of the challenge with reforming the student finance system is that whilst it can often seem superficially attractive to do things like changing the interest rate, it doesn't always have the desired effect in terms of making the system fairer, particularly for less well-off students. It's a really complex system. It's, you know, evolved over time. It's not a system that I would have put in place, but we are where we are. We are going to look at if there's anything that we can do on this. Of course, we keep it open and under review. We've increased the threshold for repayment this year. It's then frozen in subsequent years. But I do recognise the pressure that many people who
wouldn't it be
went
a great
to university
indication
during this
of
period are still facing.
To talk later today, later this week, with the Prime Minister and the Chancellor to say, look, come on, we've got to move from RPI to CPI, just as a gesture of where we want to go. Why can't we move to that?
Well, that will happen over time anyway, because everything is moving towards a measure of CPI. But the challenge with this is that the way the interest rate operates means that those who earn more pay back more. So higher earners in this system repay more because they've had the benefit of university education and are earning more. So there can sometimes be unintended consequences.
I know,
but there are sometimes unintended consequences of making some of those changes.
Education Secretary Bridget Phillipson speaking with me earlier in the week exclusively on LBC on Call the Cabinet, taking a call from James in Colchester to conclude the report by LBC's Deputy Political Editor Aggie Chambray, 10 after 7. Let's go to Madeleine Ross, who's the money reporter for The Telegraph. Madeleine, thanks for coming on. It appears to perhaps you and I know the mechanics of these loans. Can you just talk the listeners through if they've not had one or they've not had children or grandchildren, how do these loans actually work? Madeleine, good morning.
Good morning. I hope you're well.
I'm well.
I think it's probably best to do this from as if you were an 18-year-old
yep.
deciding whether to go to university. And the thing that I hear from people over and over and over again is that they were told that this loan would be like the equivalent of a Mars bar a week or a gym membership. You're told that it's unlike any other debt that you're going to take out. And in lots of ways, that's true, because it's repaid later based on how much you earn then. So until you get to a threshold when you finish your university degree, you don't pay anything at all, and then you pay a little bit, and then you pay a little bit more when you start earning more. But the interest is added throughout your university degree, and if you're on a Plan 2 loan, which means that you went to university between 2012 and 2023, that interest is earned at RPI plus 3% throughout your degree. So all the time that you're at university and you're spending your maintenance loan, that interest rate is growing. And that means that people are coming out of university with £40,000-£50,000 worth of debt, and that's if you've taken the lowest maintenance loan and you've only done 3 years. If you do a master's degree and get a postgraduate loan, the terms are different, and that counts on top. So you pay that on top as well. It's an extra 6%. So over that threshold, which at the moment is £28,470 a year, you pay 9% of your income. So that's a big chunk. It means that your marginal tax rate, if you're a young graduate, is higher than it would be if you hadn't gone to university. It's estimated that at the moment, to be paying off more than your loan is growing in interest, you need to be earning about £66,000 a year. Obviously, lots of graduates, especially those who have just graduated, which will be some of those Plan 2 people, aren't anywhere near that. So their loan is growing faster than they can pay it off. After 30 years, unlike other debt, it is wiped out, so it's gone. But obviously, for that 30 years, it can be quite a significant chunk of your monthly income that is going towards this loan.
Madeleine, how live an issue is this for the mailbag and online for the Telegraph?
It's a very significant issue. I think for a lot of young people, they feel misled potentially about the size of how much they would be paying every month. I think one massive sticking point for higher earners is that actually once you get past the threshold, it's about £50,000 at the moment, you actually accrue interest at that higher rate. So they feel that their aspiration, their hard work, you know, they've worked hard to get to those salaries, is being punished by that. It feels like a trap that is designed specifically to trap them then further. Of course, because it sort of functions like a graduate tax, but it's a graduate tax that the very rich can pay to get out of upfront because they don't take the loans in the first place.
Madeleine Ross is money reporter for The Telegraph. Thanks, Madeleine. 13 after 7. Listening to that, Oliver Gardner, who is a teacher, but also the founder of the Rethink Repayment campaign, the Rethink Repayment campaign. Oliver Gardner joins us now. Good to have you on, Oliver, if I may call you that. This is informed by personal circumstances, I understand. Do you mind my asking precisely what they are and to let the listeners in on that? Good morning.
Morning, Nick. Yeah, so I have a plan to loan, like lots of my peers, unfortunately. My parents weren't rich enough to pay for me and my sisters to go to university up front, so I was forced to take out this loan. As a teacher in society, we require teachers to have these degrees. And I started the campaign, which has now got quite a big following, and I think is driving this conversation, because I think our generation feels really let down by politicians, given that we were told to go to university in a system with some of the highest public tuition fees in the world. We were effectively forced to take on this debt, and now we're trapped in this cycle of making huge repayments every month, which is stopping people from doing things like buying a home or starting a family or even saving for their retirement. And I think that that's going to have really profound negative consequences for the UK in the long term.
Hope you don't think I'm being too nosy. How much in debt are you, Oliver?
Yeah, no problem at all. I've got about £45,000 in debt. I graduated with 39 grand of debt, and I've made over £10,000 in repayment. So my balance has risen by 6 grand, even though I've paid 10 grand of it back since I graduated.
Let's talk about your campaign, Rethink Repayment. What is it you and your colleagues are calling for?
So we think that we need to lower the repayment rate from 9% to 5%. That's what Madeline was talking about in terms of the marginal tax rates. We think that we need to cap interest at CPI, not RPI, which is about 1% higher. And we also think that the repayment threshold for Plan 2 needs to be reinstated to what it would have been had these freezes not happened, which is what young people feel really aggrieved about, because that's effectively changed the terms of the loan that they took out.
Do you mind my asking, finally, the real-life implications? Has it delayed you from trying to get a property, from starting a family, from moving in with a partner or whatever it might be, Oliver?
Yeah, so I share a flat with one of my friends. I rent. I mean, I think I'm a long way off buying a property, and I know my sisters and my friends are in a similar situation. And we're also hearing from lots of people who actually are delaying having families or really feel that they're not able to afford to do that. And I just think, what is going to be the implication of that for the UK economy in the long term, with a declining birth rate? If people aren't saving money into their pensions, that's just going to be disastrous. So we need to put young people at the centre of this picture and really do something to help them out, because I think lots of them are feeling really hopeless.
How can my listeners get more details, Oliver? Is it rethinkrepayment.com, or where do they find you?
Yeah, so they can head to our website, www.rethinkrepayment.com, or a lot of people are following us on Instagram or Facebook at Rethink Repayment.
Grateful for your time. Thanks, Oliver Gardner. Rethink Repayment is that campaign. Young man, well, he's managed to actually grow in his debt despite making payments. That is just, it's just wrong, isn't it? We'll take your calls on that. Also coming up after the news, chaos over Chagos.
We are pausing in discussions with the United States, and those discussions continue.
No, it's not. Number 10 later is sitting that the deal is still on. More on that after this. 7:15 LBC News headlines. Dominic Ellis.
The Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch has told LBC that she won't apologise for claiming Labour is being called a paedo defenders party. A damning interim report has found NHS maternity services in England are failing women and babies. And polling stations have just opened in the Gorton and Denton by-election in Greater Manchester. LBC weather, early rain will move across Scotland into large parts of England and Wales, the southeast of England remaining dry and bright, a high of 13 degrees.
LBC Travel, I'm Joanne Webb. Long delays on the M25 anti-clockwise from junction 30 at the A13 to 27 at the M11. It's because of the emergency works where one lane is closed, but also there's been an accident in the queue. So obviously that's adding to those hold-ups. Then also on the M25, it's very busy clockwise from junction 5 at the M26 to 6 at Godstone, where there's a load of debris across the road. In Sydenham, Kent House Road remains closed both ways. That's after an accident. And on the underground, the Piccadilly line is now running to and from Heathrow Airport, but with severe delays. And also Thames Link and Southern services are delayed northbound from Three Bridges to Purley.
This is LBC.
Tesco Finest Alderwood Smoked Bacon, the foundation for the ultimate bacon butty. It's why only the finest bacon is traditionally hand-cured with Cornish sea salt, delicately smoked over Alderwood, and matured for at least 19 days. Layer it between slices of crusty bread and savour its richer flavour. All you have to think about is brown sauce or red. Make your everyday taste better with Tesco Finest. Majority of larger stores.
Call Nick Ferrari now. 0345 6060973. This is LBC.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service.
recommended by Which? A record 9 years running.
Calling all young creatives. It's time to get prepped for the art and design industry. And where better than Global Academy? Here's Keo, an art and design student in year 12.
As an art student, we get the chance to work on our own pieces, either in the studio or using the digital software. Some of my work has also been shown in galleries, and last week I got the chance to attend a design agency to learn more about my future career.
Global Academy. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12. GlobalAcademy.com.
Across the country, thousands of drivers are feeling electric about switching to an EV, and here's why. They can go from London to Sheffield on a single charge that could cost around a fiver. They're ecstatic about that and the exhilarating feeling behind the wheel. Plus, with charging made simple at home, they're always ready for the drive ahead. I can see why they're into it. Switch to an EV and get that electric feeling. Costs and range dependent on tariffs, model and driving habits. For full details, visit gov.uk/clean energy.
With over 50 years' experience, Fidelity can help you feel confidently invested. Make the most of your annual allowances by the 5th of April with our expert insights, excellent service, and wealth of investment options. For ISAs, pensions, or advice, go to fidelity.co.uk. Your capital is at risk. Terms apply.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast. Call 0345 6060973.
20 minutes after 7, come to your calls concerning student loans and your stories, whether it's you personally or your children. Sarah, you, the first person to get through, come to you in a moment. Let me tell you, just a couple of the front pages, it really is a day. You pays your money and you takes your choice because there's such a wide range of stories. Peter Mandelson gets a bit of traction. Is the Prince of Darkness up to his old spin tricks? Asks the front page of the Daily Mail. Mr. Mandelson also features on the front page of The Guardian. They don't actually lead with that. They talk about the report. You've read a story you've already heard on the LBC News Bulletin, by the way. The report exposing scandals of NHS maternity unit cover-ups. Quickly, just at random, a couple of others. The Daily Express, just say non. Don't reward French for boat's failure. I'm afraid it was another day of considerable crossings from the Channel. More than 600 yesterday. That one-in, one-out deal really isn't working at all, is it? And the Daily Express highlights that. And lastly, let's give you the front page of the Daily Telegraph. Doubling cash for the NHS had no impact. This is Conservative Minister Lord Bessel, serving under Boris Johnson, actually often regular contributor to the show, saying that spending has doubled in 17 years, but it had no impact on the actual health of the nation and the health of its citizens. A kind of spin-on, really, from what we were talking about yesterday with a large number of you who don't go to your NHS GP. On the LBC app, the LBC website, story again you've heard on the LBC News Bulletin, Epstein, as in the disgraced dead paedophile, used UK as a hub to traffic women, using the Lolita Express as his former aircraft was called. Remember, that is why there are 10 police forces investigating various aspects of the Epstein files, and at least two of those are solely involved, solely because of flights that might or might not have landed. And lastly, then the Independent website, they're going with the Peter Mandelson as well. Speaker tipped off police Mandelson was a flight risk. We'll have more on that later in the show. OK, let's get into student loans. Sarah's in Epsom. Are we talking about you, one of your children? What is it? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm talking about my daughter.
Yeah. How is she? What sort of debt did she get into, poor kid?
Well, she's up to £93,000 at the moment.
Oh, my God, I think you've won. I think that's the highest I've ever seen, even on emails. Goodness me.
She did her undergrad in a biomedicine, and then recently she's completed her master's in immunology, hoping to do a medical writing job, right. And can't get a job.
Oh, for goodness sake. So when did she leave university?
She completed her master's recently, so last autumn.
Do you mind my asking, what's she been doing for 6 months? I don't mean this confrontationally, but what's she been doing for 6 months?
Job hunting and not getting either. She doesn't get response or just can't get.